We have to sort the parking lot when we get here.
This is Omkara Vichara. In this Omkara Vichara, you first negate the padarthas, abhideyams. Thereafter, you negate the abhidanams also. Thereby, now all of them have been resolved. Negated means what is there now which cannot be negated, which cannot be, no, is what now is represented by, is called amatraha. Amatra is the fourth part of Omkara. And that four, amatra actually symbolizes silence, stands for silence, sorry. Why amatra? And then the silence, amatra is the nature of the turiyatma, it was called amatraha. What is that which is left behind? The nature of that is now presented, revealed in this 12th mantra, which you have to see. Okay. Now you have to, before even reading this verse, mantra. Now, this amatraha, chaturthaha, okay, is what now? Silence. And amatraha and turiyatma, amatra and turiyatma are identical. Because the nature of the turiyatma revealed in the 7th mantra matches with the nature of the silence amatraha or amatra revealed in the 12th mantra. Matches. Turiyatma, turiyaha is the fourth chaturthaha. And then fourth facet of the atma, consciousness. The silence is what now? Fourth aspect of the omkara. In silence is consciousness. Because silence is the truth, the reality of all the words. Similarly, consciousness is the reality, the truth of all the padarthas. Sarva padartha satyam chaitanyam turiyatma. Sarva shabda satyam amatraha amatra silence. So here, the silence, you know, silence is called amatraha, because silence has no limit. There's no upper limit or lower limit. It is impossible for us to talk about the dimension of silence. What is dimension of silence? Akaraha has a beginning, has an end. Begins, ends, it's a finite sound. Ukaraha has beginning and end, finite. Makara has beginning and end, it is finite. Whereas silence, it can never begin. Okay. Silence has no beginning, no end, and the silence has no dimension. Dimension free. Silence is attributeless. Silence has no characteristic feature. It is featureless, is characteristicless, is silence. Similarly, consciousness, if you want to say something about silence, the very effort to say something, to talk about silence is contradiction. Isn't it? Is it possible for us to talk about silence, say something about, say a few words about silence? Ask somebody, some Mahatma comes and sits. You come here, could you please give a small talk on silence? Mahatma will get up and sit there. He'll go and ask, we asked you to give a talk on silence. I gave a talk on silence. He'll say, no way. The very effort to say anything about silence is a contradiction. Isn't it? It's not possible. Did you put sugar in this? So, it is not possible to say anything about silence. So also, it is not possible to talk about consciousness. Dimensionless is consciousness. Dimension free is silence. And when we talk about silence, suppose silence is, what is silence? Immediately we'll all think of giving an answer. Silence is an absence of sound. Silence as an absence of sound is a time-bound silence, relative silence. But silence is not the absence of sound, but here amatraha, the silence following omkaraha, is the chaitanya swarupam, the nature of the reality, the consciousness. This silence is consciousness. Is not the absence of sound, it is consciousness which illumines the absence of sound. What is silence? Silence is consciousness which illumines the absence of sound. Which is absolute silence. Silence as an absence of sound is a relative silence which will go. But absolute silence is consciousness which illumines the absence of sound. The consciousness which illumines the presence of sound and the absence of sound is represented, implied by the term silence. Is it clear? That's why I say total ignorance should not be taken as absence of knowledge, should be understood as the pure consciousness which illumines the knowledge being not manifest. Okay, now we'll read the mantra. Therefore, Omkara Vicharaha is nothing but Atma Vicharaha. As a Mandukya student, how the practice must be, as you say Om, Akara should instantaneously bring the whole remind you of. Akara means grass, samashti sukshthula prapancha. Ukara means samashti suksha prapancha. Makara means samashti karana prapancha. And amatra, I, the consciousness, am silence. Therefore, Om means Aham. Om means Ishwaraha. Om means Paramatma. Om means Purnam. We'll see everything again. Maybe for next class, I may dictate some notes. We'll see. Amat. Therefore, eighth mantra, because we have not yet seen, isn't it? Amatra. What is amatra? What is silence? So, the silence is here unfolding this mantra. Amatra of Omkara is unfolding this mantra. Twelfth mantra. Amatraschaturthaha avyavaharyaha prapanchopashamaha shivaha advaitaha evam omkara Atmaiva. Amatraha chaturthaha avyavaharyaha prapancha upashamaha shivaha advaitaha evam omkaraha atma eva. Till then, first part of the mantra. We'll read again. Amatraha. I want you to memorize the mantras 7th and 12th. Then the last you remember other mantras. Okay, first you remember these two. Amatraha chaturthaha. Amatraha means what? Amatra. Amatra is what? The fourth turi chaturthaha, the fourth part of Omkaraha is called amatraha because it is not the sound but it is silence part of omkaraha. Sound part of akaraha is called what? Sound part has three sounds. Therefore, each sound is called prathama matra, dvitiya matra, tritiya matra. But this fourth part of omkara is silence part of omkara, silence. Therefore, it is called amatraha. Okay? Amatraha or amatra. Why amatraha? Because silence has no beginning, no end. Therefore, it is not finite. It is infinite, not finite like a sound, o sound, or ma sound. Silence is any sound is finite in nature because beginning and end. Whereas silence having no beginning and end, there is no beginning and end. Therefore, there is no dimension. We cannot talk about dimension of silence. Therefore, it is amatraha, infinite. Then chaturthaha. Like what now we say? Avyavaharyaha. Avyavaharyaha. You know, vyavaharaha means transaction. Vyavaharyaha means transactable. Avyavaharyaha means non-transactable. Pure consciousness is non-accessible, non-transactable. Pure silence is absolute silence, is nothing but consciousness. Therefore, it is non-transactable. avyavaharyaha. Is it clear? What is pure consciousness? What is manifest consciousness? You should know the difference. When the manifesting medium is available, then there is consciousness of obtaining is known as manifest consciousness. When the manifesting medium is not available, same consciousness is known as pure consciousness. There is no pure consciousness or manifest consciousness. There is only consciousness. We give two different names. Like what? If there is a mic and if there is a light is there, in the presence of the light, the mic shines. Then what do we call? The same light, in the presence of the light, gets the name reflected light. In the absence of the opaque, the same light doesn't undergo any change or whatsoever. It is called pure light. In the presence of the opaque, light gets the name reflected light. In the absence of the opaque, light is called pure light. Really speaking, there is only just the light. The adjectives added to the light are in keeping with the presence and absence of the opaque. So also, the adjectives added to consciousness also is in keeping with the transacting medium, the mind. Okay? Consciousness is always consciousness. It doesn't become manifest, it doesn't become pure. It's always consciousness. The adjectives are added in keeping with the mind. In the presence of the mind, consciousness gets the name manifest. In the absence of mind, it is called pure, really consciousness. But when it's manifest consciousness alone is transactable. Okay, the non, understand now, the pure consciousness is non-accessible. That is why in waking we can talk to you. In dream, you are addressed by your dream people, not you, okay? Dream members can transact with the dream individual. Waking state, we all can talk to each other. We fall asleep. All of us become non-existent for all of us. Is it clear? Suppose imagine all of us sleep together here. Just fall asleep. Something is there in the Madhavi's cake. But we are fresh, thank God. Suppose, then all of us be non-existent for all of us, which means all of us will be non-transactable. Is it clear? Therefore, pure consciousness is only non-transactable, non-accessible. Is it clear? There similarly, pure silence, not pure silence, okay, just the silence. Absolute silence is nothing but consciousness, which illumines the absence of sound, which illumines the presence of sound, which illumines the universe being manifest, which illumines the universe being unmanifest, which illumines the cause, which illumines the effect, which is free from manifest and unmanifest, which is free from name and form, which is free from the word and its meaning, which is free from the experiencer and the experienced. That consciousness is avyavaharyaha. Say that. Avyavaharyaha. Kaha vyavaharaha nidritena purushena. What vyavahara can you have with the person who is asleep? What vyavahara? Therefore, avyavaharya. Silence is avyavaharya. Who is the silence who is discussed? Is it relative silence or absolute silence? Absence of sound means relative. Consciousness means absolute. Therefore, avyavaharya. Then prapancha upashamaha. You see, if you see the meaning of the seventh mantra, it matches accurately with this meaning of this mantra. Uprapancha upashamaha. Upashamaha, upashamaha means free from. Now, samudra upashamaha means what? Water. Understand? Similarly here, abharana upashamaha means gold. Prapancha upashamaha means consciousness. Consciousness which is free from the prapancha. Sthula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, karana prapancha. Consciousness is free from gross, subtle manifestations. Consciousness is free from unmanifest matter also. Okay, free from the prapancha, whether it is manifest or it is unmanifest. Universe manifest matter, manifest is universe. Universe unmanifest is matter. Consciousness is neither matter nor the material universe. But there is no matter or material universe other than consciousness. Then what is matter? Matter is a word which gets us into trouble, which means there is no padartha for the padam matter. Resolve the padartha, then resolve the padam, then just say what is there is only consciousness, I the consciousness. Then what to say? Sit quietly. Then that is when we can say, once that we say, and what is there to talk? Shivane ne iru. Tamil, we have beautiful expressions. Summa iru, sollara. Shivane iru. They perform, all elders will say, come on, keep quiet, they won't, they say Shivane iru. Which means, that is a big job. Your job is to be yourself, be just to be what you are. That is expressed in Tamil, Shivane iru. Okay, be a Shiva. They say that. In Tamil, no, when they say, in elders, we old people, they'll be finding fault with grandchildren, something, that is not okay, daughter-in-law is not okay, they'll be saying something, because they just don't know what to do. Old people, nobody's looking at them, because they're busy in their own worlds, and they fall to attention. Now, Indian old people, okay, in this country, old people are very good. They don't care for anybody. They just, they live on their own. They go for market and go to this and they do their own lives. In India, they know, they'll be sitting in the homes, okay? And children are very busy with their own lives. And they find fault. then they'll say, that's the only occasion children use the word Shiva. Shivane niru. Okay, then be like Shiva. Very profound statement. I don't, elders also don't understand. Children also don't understand. But somehow this expression is there. Very profound philosophical life, you know. All the whole teaching is there, but we don't understand anyway. So, therefore, prapancha upashamaha next is what? Shivaha. Shivaha, summa iru sollu ara. Once I am consciousness. I'm not the Vishwaha, not the Tejasaha, not the Pragyaha, and I am consciousness, the limitless reality, the truth of the universe, means that I has been taken away, not anymore identical with the body, isn't it? Just you see the I. You are not saying I am not, body is not I. Of course his body is there now as I. But I actually is what now? The consciousness. Free from the cause and the effect. free from the matter and the material manifestation, free from the, understand, the status, noble status and the known universe. Prapancha upashamaha, free. Therefore, auspicious, mangalakaraha. Shivaha means ever auspicious, means that which is of only, which is of the nature of happiness, where there is no dukkham at all. Absolute happiness means the consciousness which illumines the sorrow is absolute happiness. Consciousness which is free from pleasure and pain, which illumines pain and pleasure, is absolute happiness. Is it clear now? It is what is Shivaha, means auspicious. Auspiciousness means what? Happiness. Can you find this meaning in dictionary? No. Why? Because all the dictionaries become resolved here. One more thing I want to tell you. Free from dimensions, when you say, imagine we are here so many people. Auntie speaks Gujarati, Madhavi speaks Marathi, Lakshmiyamma speaks Tamil, and Eliza speaks English. Okay, we have four different languages. People have four different languages. In my Skype class, I have the Dutch speaking, and then who else is there? German speaking, different language, Spanish. People are there. Suppose, imagine all the people have to talk. So it's a Skype conference. Now I'm all sitting. I don't know any of these languages. And then each one is speaking in one's own language. Nobody speaks in a common language because there's people who don't follow English. Therefore, there's one person who knows all the four languages. And the one person who doesn't understand any of those languages who knows the English language. Therefore, all the four of them are talking, giving their views in conference. And then one person translates everything into English to me. All of them are talking. I hear the sounds. I hear the noise. I don't understand the meanings. I hear all the noise, the sounds. Then all of them finish talking. The translator also stops translating. What is there? Silence. Is there a difference in silence following French speaker, Spanish speaker, or English speaker, Gujarati speaker, Tamil speaker? There's no difference. That silence is the truth of all the various languages. Therefore, and that silence is what? No, Shivaha. Because in silence, all the problems come. Inauspiciousness is only in when the sounds come, isn't it? In absolute silence, there is no dukkham at all. Shivaha. Then Advaitaha. Silence is non-dual, secondless. Consciousness is what? Non-dual, secondless. Evam, this is the nature of the fourth aspect of Omkaraha. This is Vritti, this is what is Omkara Tattvam. Okay, the truth of Omkara is silence. Hereafter, as a Mandukya student, what is Omkara means? What should you say? Silence. Om, sound part is Karana Karya Prapanchaha. Na? The gross, subtle, unmanifest universe is Om. The all whole universe is consciousness, the silence. Om is equal to consciousness. The universe is equal to consciousness. The ocean is equal to water. Ornaments is equal to gold. Now we say the whole grass universe, consciousness. Subtle universe, consciousness. Unmanifest universe, consciousness. Consciousness is free from all the three. Not any of them. The consciousness is secondless, non-dual reality. It's also silence. In evam, in this manner, if we say this silence, the four, okay, silence of the amatraha, of the fourth aspect of omkaraha, is nothing but Atma eva, Turiya Chaitanyam eva. The whole Omkara is equal, is what? Nothing but whole Atma. Akara Atma of the Omkara is Virad of the Atma. Virad Atma. Ukara of Omkara is Hiranyagarbha Atma, Hiranyagarbha of the Atma, and Makara of the Omkara is Antaryami of Atma, and Turiya Atma is what? Turiya Amatraha of the Omkaraha. Therefore, Om is Atma, Atma is Om. You take the last, for silence is nothing but consciousness which illumines the absence of sound. And the consciousness is in the form of silence, represented by, known by the Amatra. Is it clear? Therefore, Omkaraha Atma Eva. Hereafter, whenever you say Om, 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 Gaudapacharya is going to say beautifully in his following. The Karika is going to say that. We'll see the next class. When you finish Om, the four or five Karikas are there. Amatra, all the Karikas are meant for contemplation only. So next class, don't bunk the class. Okay? This class also should not bunk. Any class should not bunk. Any higher class, I'm just saying. All contemplative, the verses is now meant for contemplation. Nidhyasana paraha shlokaha. I'm saying, all the verses. Because he's going to take only, analyze this, only, you know, amatra karikaha. The karikas are known as amatra karikaha. I mean what now? Amatra is taken for analysis. In the following karikas. Okay, so Omkaraha Atma Eva. So here he says, next, the Upas, the Phalam. What is the benefit one can have? What is the Phalam? Isn't it Vichar, Omkara Vichar Phalam? Suppose for a person, Omkaraha, now we are not talking about Upasana, we forgot about Upasana at present. Now we think only the Omkara Vichara, isn't it? The Omkara Vicharaha, as a Mandukya student, Om, 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 means Atma, Atma, Atma. Akara instantaneously should connect to the whole. bring the entire grass, you know, should occur. Uka should trigger the subtle, whole subtle. Maka should trigger the whole unmanifest. Amatra, silence, should make you see the pure consciousness. For he says, what is the benefit? Samvishati Atmana Atmanam. Samvishati Atmana Atmanam. Yaha evam Veda. Yaha evam Veda. Upanishad repeats twice. Yaha evam Veda. Yaha evam Veda. Previously I said Yaha evam Veda means the one who meditates. Remember? But now we don't say Yaha evam na meditates. One who inquires into the meaning of Omkaraha. One who understands, one who comprehends this vision. No, Mandukya vision. Through Omkara analysis or by Omkara analysis. One who can see the whole sthula sukshma karna prapancha as akara ukara makara. One who can see silence as consciousness, absolute silence as consciousness. One who can comprehend this, silence is consciousness. One who says consciousness is silence, one who can see this. Yaha evam Veda, one who understands, such a person, Vishati, he enters. He enters where? Into Atma. How? By himself. He enters into himself by himself means there is no entering. Okay? What now? He understanding the self being consciousness is as though becoming the self. Okay? He becomes the Atma means what? Doesn't become Atma, isn't it? Taking ownership of consciousness as the Atma, as the I. Taking consciousness as the I. The only secondless reality, the substance, the only substance. Okay, of all the substantives. Like how gold is the only substance of all the different substantives. Chain, ring and bangle. Similarly, consciousness is the only substance of all the akara, makara, ukara. All the sounds, three sounds representing all the words. How many ever words are there in the world? How many ever, you know, languages are in the world? All the words of all the languages and all the objects indicated by all the words of all the languages are nothing but, no? What no? The only substance of all the substantives is the consciousness. Therefore, Advaitaha, that one who takes this person, one who really pays lot of attention and really gives, spends quality time for this Omkara Vicharaha and sees Omkara as the Atma and as he sees Akara Vukara Makara, correspondingly, he should, this, all these three worlds should be triggered in him. And he should see the silence as the self, the consciousness. Such a person, you know, Vishati. Tam tannul norehiran. Atmana atmanam Vishati means what? Tam tannul norehiran. The literal meaning. One enters into oneself means what? you are in a wood door and you enter into yourself or what? It's not that. Entering into oneself means one being oneself. Okay, this is called one remaining oneself, which means one taking ownership of consciousness as the I. Yaha evam veda saha atmana atmanam samvishati. Not simply vishati. Samvishati means having entered into himself, it does not come out. What does it mean? Once he was outside somewhere, consciousness, he enters into consciousness and doesn't come out of consciousness or what? No. He's not entering, there's no coming out also. His vision become, then because what is non-negatable, non-resolvable happens to be the consciousness reality, which is the I. No? The I cannot be, suppose it's like, no, when you see, we negate all the ring, bangle and chain, and the gold word is there. There's a gold substance. You have to resolve the gold word in the gold substance, cognitively finish it, isn't it? Again, you can't take the gold word from the gold substance. Why? Is it clear now? The substantive is resolved in substance. The only substance, isn't it? Similarly, one consciousness is the only reality wherein I will resolve. Then I will not come out again. You cannot scrape and take the I out of consciousness. It's called what now? Samveshaha means resolving the I in consciousness for good. Purely cognitive, nothing physical or oral. Get it? It's called Atma Samveshaha. Atma Samveshaha means what now? Having absolutely perfect right identity. Iti Mandukya Upanishad Samapta. Don't think it's over, okay? Iti Mandukya Upanishad is over, but now what we have to do? We have to come back and do the first important karikas. If we do few karikas, the first agama prakaranam will be over. The first prakaranam will be over. And we have other prakranas. When we will forget, then we don't need to worry. These 12 mantras, before we know, Gaudapada Acharya will make us think that way, this way, do this and see this and see this. We have to be with him. Somehow make us, no? Somehow he will see that we have what he really means. So the rest of the, we have to do a few more karikas, which are the commentary on this 12th mantra. Today I came to the class thinking I should finish all the karikas also. I thought, should I finish? Pitiji was saying, no, with this mantra. Okay, I was thinking, let me finish the first Agama Prakranam and the 8th mantra. This is over. We'll start fresh after a small break, I was thinking. But still karikas are yet to be done. Anyway, we'll see next class, okay? Today nobody is going to ask us. Today we can sit also, no? Another 15 minutes. Because there's no other class today. But you all must be hungry, no? Anyway, let me finish it. You're not hungry, you're sleepy anyway. No? Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.